CBC High School. Men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
You need to call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and set up a free in-home estimate. McGraw-Milhaven here for St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and locally operated, founded in 1991 by Jennifer Williams, a St. Louis native and a graduate of Kirkwood High School. St. Louis Closet Company stands behind each one of their custom closets. Call today, St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and take advantage of their spring special. St. Louis Closet Company with a free in-home estimate, 314-781-9000.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-441-6994. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-6994. 1-800-441-6994.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Reliable radio communication.
What station are they talking about?
I don't know.
WEW.
Hey, funny talking man, you want to do this?
No.
Oh.
Over and do this?
FTM wants
he
to do
does.
This.
He
does. Okay, come on here. Well, afternoon, it's a March 27th edition, Penny's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Get you back at home. What else am I supposed to say?
I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
How about that? No rehearsal again. Funny talking now. I'll tell you, that's a funny bit, isn't it?
Yes, uh-huh. It's hysterical.
Sure is. Brought to you by
left
Thompson
me speechless.
Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Thompson Price.
Hey!
.com. Let's turn to some real radio professionals for a change, like this guy, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas.
When I
and
get $5,000, I'm going to give it to Mark and Jason.
Oh, that's good, FTM.
You should,
good.
FTM. That's
yes.
Funny talking, man, FTM.
Yes. Yes. And FTM, well, if you have an advisor already and you let...
$33 saved right now.
What?
By the end of the year, I have $500 saved.
$500
well, saved
go.
By
that's,
the end of the
that's
year.
A good
keep
start.
Going, buddy.
That
we'll
is a good
I'm
start.
Sorry, go
and if everybody else is not happy with your current advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Well, if you missed the Wood Report earlier, I pity you. I feel sorry
pity
for you.
Pity the fool.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool, Mr. Report. And it was done by this lady, Tina Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Listen to that voice. And the bod to go with it. You never hear the bod anymore. When I was in school, they go, what a bod.
Yeah.
Remember that, Dan? She's got quite a bod on her.
Yeah,
you don't hear that. We're going to bring that back.
What a bod.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez.
He's Tony Security. I know he's a security man, but he's
Tony
Security.
What?
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Loves his work. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Dan.
And,
well, that might.
Bad boy says he knows how to shut him up. Give him a big piece of what?
Cheese.
Big piece of cheese. Yeah, why don't you do that? Maybe that'll keep him quiet for a while. I'll tell you what, I've heard a lot of polka music in my day. I wasn't really exposed to it until I married my wife. She's of German heritage, and over in those little, New Baden, Mühlstadt, and the German towns, boy, they love their polka.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to hear a lot of it, but never have I heard better polka music than you get out of these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
They're the best. Yeah, they are the
Woo!
Best.
Yeah. Did your wife play any instrument?
No, she never did. Why?
I was just wondering.
She was in a drum corps, and she was part of the color guard. That's for people who don't know how to play anything.
Oh, yeah, they used the, yeah, the flags, yeah.
Yeah, she was with the, what was it called? The Crusaders or something like that. Or Cavaliers, or, I don't know. Yeah, you remember the Belleville Black Knights? That drum corps thing.
Yeah.
It used to be a, and still is a big deal. If you go to the big drum corps, what do they call it, competitions where the national champion, it's unbelievable the precision that those people have. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. If you know anything about how I do what I do, I like to use the advertiser's products or services. And I'm proud to say that some 17, 18 years ago, I lose track, somewhere in there, we met a man named Thompson Price and came out to the house, and he didn't just say, well, I think we'll do this and put this here. He did blueprints. It looked like some Frank Lloyd Wright architect had put it together. I mean, it was really very precise, and every single inch was accounted for, and he said, that's exactly what your kitchen is going to look like. I can't read blueprints. Have you ever seen blueprints?
Yes.
I can't. Some people can look at them and go, oh, so there's the door to the bathroom, and this walks takes you to the cabin. I look at them, and I don't really know what I'm looking at, but my wife did, and she said, yeah, I love it. Let's do it. And I said, wait a minute, I believe you forgot to ask permission to do it. She forgot for a moment when we were working in this process who the boss was.
Hmm.
She said, let's do this kitchen. I said, may I have a new kitchen?
That's
please.
What you asked her?
No, that's what I said. Aren't we forgetting our place? She said, I'm sorry.
Rule number one, no speaky until the man speaky to you.
That's right, Lauren.
This is olden rule.
I said, all right, let's not forget our place again. And yes, you can have a new kitchen. So I gave her permission, and we had the Thompson Price do our kitchen. And then she came running to me a couple of years later wanting a bathroom redone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Would it be okay with you? Can I have permission? I said, oh, let me think about it. I'm busy. I'm working. I took a little time, got back to her, and I said, oh, okay, you know, and of course, I demanded massive sexual favors, and you know what? Wait a second.
Well,
you know what? I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. Did that pan out for you?
I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, he's thinking of somebody else.
That was somebody else that told me that story. But we did get our bathroom redone and another bathroom, and then a few years after that, we added on to the house. It was an addition of a master bedroom and bathroom. Guess who we put in charge of the whole bathroom project? Thompson Price and his people. And we've never regretted it. And they got every dollar's worth, and you will too. You will too. They don't do cheap work. They do good work, and you get your money's worth. They're not overpriced, and they won't do it halfway. They're perfectionists, and they should be. You're going to look at that kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room for many, many years and be very happy. Their showroom is on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, in the same shopping center with TJ Maxx in De Pere. And if you're in another showroom, you're in the wrong place. And sometimes people make that mistake. They think that it's part of another kitchen and bathroom. No, not another company. There's only one. Thompson Price, thompsonprice.com. I told the story a few times over the years about
Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
Well, why didn't I hear the music?
You told the story about Bill Cleveland.
Thank you, Dan. Dan knows how I work.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I told the story over the years a few times about how I met Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to do it again one day. But for now, let's bring him in here to do his segment from downtown St. Louis. It is the Bill Cleveland segment. Starring, of course, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's the man we'll never forget, Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, Bill.
Bill?
What a load of crap.
What, you don't believe that story?
Well, look, the truth is, Peon might have almost forgotten you, but we would have never let it go beyond 15 seconds.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not going to happen.
Oh, that makes a little more sense.
Not going to happen.
No.
That makes a little more sense. Well, a London tabloid reports that Ashton Kutcher and Rihanna snuck off to a Santa Monica hotel a few weeks ago and that they've been dating since September.
I don't think they were dating at the hotel. You can call it that if you want
right,
to.
Right.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, so they were at the hotel a few weeks ago. Naturally, the hotel had to hire extra staff to handle all their baggage.
Oh, that's a good one. That's good.
And Jersey Shore producers are looking to phase out Snooki and the situation in
season six
as... who cares?
Yeah, thank you.
Grief. I've never once seen that show.
I never have. I saw it for about 5 minutes, and I thought, I can't believe this is a show, and that was it.
Well, an Omaha, Nebraska man who robbed the convenience store in the wee hours of the night while dressed in a Cookie Monster costume has been sentenced to 30 days in jail. Ironically, at that hour, he was the most normal-looking customer in the store.
Oh, man.
And Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is now calling for an investigation of NFL dirty play and bounties. Maybe a new low for the NFL. A politician from Illinois says you're dirty. That's...
Yeah.
And finally, police nabbed a man who was accused of exposing himself to women in the park while eating a bag of marijuana.
You can't do that?
Nice going, Dan.
Oh, man.
Oh, I felt that coming. I knew that was coming.
Maybe you should have forgot me. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
It's not every day you hear a story of a guy eating a bag of marijuana.
No. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Aren't words that you hear very often. Sounds dry. Like, you need to wash that down or something.
Oh, it is. I mean, it sounds like it.
Yeah. So, I've told over the years a few times the story of when I was in basic training, and there was a kid in there who wanted to get out. He was like Jamie Farr, but he didn't, you know, pretend to be a woman to get out. But he'd cry at night. It was pretty sad. And he wanted to go home. He didn't like basic training. And he was always trying to, it's a true story, to get out. And then one night, we heard him... behind the barracks chop his finger off, his trigger finger.
Oh.
He used an entrenching tool, which is like a little shovel, and he put his hand down on a rock and chopped his finger off. And he walked in the barracks with his finger in a towel, and he was going, woohoo, woohoo. And he had his hand wrapped with another towel to stop the bleeding. He goes, I'm going home. And he went home, yeah. Oh. Then they sent him home. Oh. Wait, hear this story. Over in Austria, got a guy who's on unemployment, and he's scheduled for an appointment to go in to have a checkup to see if, because they think, you know, this guy should be back at work. They're tired of paying him benefits. He's healthy, looks to be healthy. Well, he didn't want to go back to work. I'm not making this up. So, 56 years old, took an electric saw at his home workshop, put it up to his left leg, and sawed his left foot off right above the ankle. Now, I'm going to tell you, you got to be a pretty tough guy to saw your own foot off.
Yes. Man.
All over not wanting to work?
Didn't want to work.
Wow.
Well, I guess now he'll continue to draw unemployment because he doesn't have
ability.
Left foot. Grab that chainsaw.
Didn't they make a movie out of that? My left foot?
See, I think what you did is not funny because I believe that was a story based on the real life of someone who was deformed.
Who lost.
Well, that was a real story. He lost his foot, too.
Well, you should be ashamed. Can I see you at 6 o'clock in the office? You know which office.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one to go to, the spanking room. You talk about a guy being as opposite of me as possible. This James Cameron getting in that little capsule.
Oh, yes.
And going 7 miles down to the ocean floor.
I can't wait to see that footage.
Did you hear
great.
The pressure? The
yes.
water pressure? 8,000 pounds per square inch.
It's. Wow. They said it was like three cars on
sitting on your toe. The equivalent of three standard-sized vehicles all
just right on
your toe.
Yeah.
That's the weight That is 8,000 pounds per square inch. So that's what's crushing down on this little capsule.
Wow.
And they said that the inside of the capsule actually lost, just in the pressure, like 3 inches width. It's not a very big compartment anyway, but the pressure compacted like you're crushing a can. You, if anything went wrong, if the tiniest leak started,
it would have,
he would have just disintegrated.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know how people do stuff like that. And why?
Yeah.
You're James Cameron. You got plenty of money. Sit out by the pool or on a beach. Don't, you know.
He's a pretty interesting guy. Yeah,
he wanted to go somewhere. Some people are just, they can't satisfy or quench that thirst for adventure. I'm not one of those people. Let me make that clear. Now, this story. Ah, man. There's a teacher down in Houston. It's the Tallulah Elementary School. And she's lost her job because they said that she was not monitoring her classroom adequately. It's a third grade class, by the way. The district superintendent, Lisa Wilmore, told the newspaper down in Houston, "The principal has made a decision to let this teacher go, and I support the principal." Now, here's why they're saying that she wasn't doing a good enough job of monitoring the students in her third grade class. Two of the third graders were participating in oral sex under their desks. Third grade is 8 years old.
Yeah. Oh,
I was seven in the third grade. You got to be kidding me. And they don't specify who was under the desk and who was the recipient and who was... But can you... I mean, at eight, would you be able to know?
No, I mean, yeah.
Can't you usually see someone?
Well, they must have been
desk?
Acting out... I mean, they couldn't possibly have... I don't know. Been pleasured? Wow. Third grade. And let her go. And Dan says, "Well, couldn't you see?" No, I could see where you would. And by the way, if you're a teacher, would you ever in a million years think, "Hey, how about that kid under that desk is giving oral sex to somebody?"
Yeah, no.
I think they're down there playing with their, video game or something, trying to hide from the teacher. I would never have thought that. Blago, I wonder how he's doing in prison. What's he been, about a week now or so? His barber says that next time we see him, he'll either be completely white or gray-haired because he dyed his hair.
That should be a good look.
Yeah. With him.
That big old mop of white hair coming out of there. Now, I don't follow politics too much. I don't like it. I don't care anything about it. This Rick Santorum, he's a real religious guy, isn't he?
I believe so.
Well, they've just got... I heard, by the way, the audio... that they got of him tearing into a reporter, and he said bull crap, but he used the other version of it. I mean, it's crystal clear. And apparently Santorum said, he made the comment that Mitt Romney is the, quote, worst Republican who could ever oppose President Obama. So a reporter, and I heard that audio clip too, and that's exactly what he said. So this reporter on Sunday... here's Santorum's exact quote. "Pick any other Republican in the country, but he," meaning Romney, "is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama." So a New York Times reporter asks him about the remark, and Santorum goes nuts. And he says, I was referring to his position on health care. Quit distorting my words. It's bull crap." But he didn't use So I think Mr. Santorum has not done himself any good by a couple of things. One, showing he's got a short fuse. Essentially sort of denying that he said something he really said. This politics stuff. I'm already starting to be careful.
Starting to get those robocalls from all the politicians.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they start, I hang up.
Oh.
And did you see the interview with the wife of the guy who allegedly went nuts in Afghanistan and killed those people?
Yes.
Did you see what she said?
Yeah.
She didn't think he did it.
Yeah.
He would not do that. Those are her words. He would not do that.
I know.
Didn't he go back and tell everybody, "Hey, I just killed a bunch of people"?
I don't know. Didn't he kill like 8 kids or something like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It was mostly women and children.
Yeah.
And
one was pregnant.
he confessed to it. He went back to his, you know.
Well, they caught him, yeah. I mean, they sent a search party out, and they found him in the middle of the...
Well, she says, no, he loves children. Mm. No, he wouldn't do that. And I guess I understand
that. Well, maybe in his right mind he...
Yeah, he's two different people. She doesn't know this guy. She knows the one who was at home. And Dick Cheney, regardless of your politics, you know, this guy is one tough old bird. 71, he's got a new heart. He's a heart transplant recipient. He waited 20 months for the heart. So if anybody thinks that certain people get special, you know, at the front of the line, the average wait time for a heart is 12 months. Cheney waited 20 months.
Well, I'm sure his age has something to do with that, don't you think?
I would think that maybe certain hearts go to younger
priority.
Yeah, go to younger people first. And, man, I just can't imagine. And I saw the numbers on how long you live after a heart transplant, and I think that it was 56% of the people who are transplant recipients live 10 years or more. So after 10 years, it really, I don't think many people get 20, 30 years after a, in his case, he's 71, so hey, 10 years would be
right.
Great.
You have other organs that can start failing.
Yeah, exactly. And let me just see if there's anything. Oh, Carl Reiner decided on his own that he would make a list of what he thought were the funniest sitcoms from the last 50 years. Carl Reiner turned 90 last week. I think Tina even had that in her Wood Report. See, I listened to that Wood Report. So he's named what he says he thinks is the best sitcom of all time, and I think he named certainly the top three. Let me see what we got here. He says that... what do you think he says the number one, hands-down, best sitcom ever in the history of television was?
All in the Family?
No, it's not on the Family.
Seinfeld.
Andy Griffith.
Wow.
I would agree.
You know what?
Really?
I love him.
And he said primarily because of Barney Fife.
Yes.
Now, I interviewed in the studio Don Knotts.
Wow.
About and it's funny because I said, you know, Don, he let me call him Don, even though he was, you know, Barney Fife on the, I said, Don, a lot of people believe the Andy Griffith Show was the best sitcom ever, and primarily because of your role as Barney Fife. And here's what he said.
Well,
he got tickled. He got a little bit tickled.
Boy, that was a good interview.
He kind of got a little bit tickled. Let me play the rest of it for you.
Oh, you have more?
I meant to skip past that part.
Oh,
where
I thought
he kind of got choked up a little bit. But he goes on to say, I need to fast forward. I need to fast forward a little bit.
Why is Dan?
Let me
saying,
set it up again.
Here.
Well, he's saying, "Hold on, he's running the equipment."
Yeah.
See, look
at
him.
Dan's right.
Again, I said, "Don, a lot of people think you are the reason that the Andy Griffith Show, you as Barney Fife, that it was so funny and so successful." Here's what he said.
Well, I wasn't on the that.
You know, I forgot that during the interview, he got so tickled, I forgot he couldn't continue.
Isn't that the interview you did the day after he died?
Well, I didn't do it after he died.
No, I mean the day after the interview he dies, right? Isn't that the famous interview?
No, that's Marlon Brando.
Oh, that's Marlon Brando.
That's Marlon Brando. You know what? I forgot to make a notation that this interview didn't go well because Don Knotts was so tickled at something.
Oh.
And I can't remember
like
what got him
sick.
So tickled, but I'm sorry, I forgot that. I forgot about that. Yeah, ladies, get in here, please.
Yeah.
Too bad that day he was so tickled because
yes,
that would have been a really
it would have been great.
Would have been good.
Funny interview. This is a it's a religious joke, and I should know this, but I'm not Catholic. When is Lent over?
Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, it goes to Easter. It's the story of a neighborhood, and everybody in this neighborhood, the subdivision, is Catholic, except one guy who's moved in. He's Baptist, and he's a real, woodsman, hunter. He's a big deer hunter, and he eats a lot of venison. Venison, for those who don't know, is deer meat, and he loves venison steaks. Well, during Lent, he's out at the grill, and he's cooking these venison steaks, and the aroma of this steak, this venison, this deer meat. Overwhelming. And it's just driving all the other neighbors who are Catholic crazy, because he grills every Friday. Now, it's Lent. They can't eat meat. So the neighbors have a meeting, and they say, what are we going to do about this guy, Jim? It's driving me nuts. Anybody else? They go, oh, no, we agree. It's killing us. This guy knows how to grill venison, deer meat. But, yeah, if he just wouldn't do it on Friday, because it just gets to us. Maybe we could talk to him and explain to him, you know, that we're Catholic, and if he wouldn't mind, you know, don't do that on Friday till Lent is over. So a couple of the neighbors go to visit him, and they explain to him, you know, we're Catholic, it's Lent, we can't eat meat. And you come out here on Friday, and you fire up that grill and that deer meat, that venison. I don't know what you marinate in, but it's just so good. Would you? It's just torturing us. And then one of the neighbors says to him, you know, Jim, maybe you should consider becoming Catholic. And then this wouldn't even be an issue. He said, well, I never thought about it. I'm Baptist. I've never thought about being a Catholic. What's involved? And one of the neighbors said, tell you what, we'll come back over tomorrow, and we'll put you through the paces, and before you know it, you'll be Catholic. They walk away, and one neighbor says to the other, what were you telling him? What are you doing? You're not a priest. And he goes, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know anything about Catholic. Look, I'm going to go there tomorrow, and I'm going to go through a little ceremony, and I'll take some stuff, and I'll call it holy water, and he won't know the difference, and he'll think he's Catholic when it's over, and we don't have to smell those steaks anymore. He says, that's a great idea. So the neighbor goes over to see Jim the next day, and he has a bottle with him. And Jim says, what's that? He said, well, this is it's holy water because we you know, we blessed it. We said, you know, in the name of the Lord. He makes up something. He says, so what I'm going to do, he says, I'm going to go over. You got your grill out here? He says, yeah, I got it out all ready for Friday. He said, well, maybe this will be the Friday you won't be having any venison, any deer meat, because Jim, you're about to become Catholic. Jim says, what do I do? He says, don't do anything. You just stand there. And the neighbor, the Catholic neighbor, takes the water and he sprinkles it on Jim's forehead. And he says these words, born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, now a Catholic. And Jim says, that's it? He says, that's it. Welcome, brother. Welcome. You're Catholic. Welcome to the Catholic world. Now the whole neighborhood is Catholic. Jim says, all right. I guess I'm Catholic. And they leave. They have a meeting, and this guy tells the other neighbors, it's all settled. He thinks he's Catholic now. We don't have to put up with smelling, you know, that steak aroma. Next Friday, sure enough, there it is. He's cooking venison. Deer steaks again. So the neighbor who converted him goes down to see what the heck is going on. And as he walks up to the grill, there is Jim with a bottle of water, and he's sprinkling it on the grill, saying, born a deer, raised a deer, now a catfish.
With your Golden Oakland airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Boy, it's kind of crazy out here because traffic's a mess, but there must be a forest fire or a controlled burn somewhere pretty far away, but the smoke's blowing up, and anywhere west on from 141 out on Highway 40 through the Chesterfield Valley, we've got visibility restrictions out at Spirit Airport. You can't even get out of the area. Right now, westbound 40, that is jamming up, though, from Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Mason, and then from what I could see, it was slow in pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 170, that's jamming up from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, that is jammed from 141 through Mason, and then you're heavy again, looks like a little bit east of McKnight through Big Bend. The westbound 70, that was slow past the airport, 170 through Cypress, and then it's heavy again from Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, that's bumper to bumper from Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Tonight on KTRS Tonight, please make a note of it and check your local listings. No, we're on at the regular time. I'm happy to tell you that Senator Arlen Specter will be on. The former Pennsylvania senator is now 81, and he's written a book which really cuts to the heart of major issues. But it also tells a story about Ted Kennedy, a walrus in a hot tub. You got to hear this.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon, swung on, deep in the left field, back on.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket packages are available for a full season, half season, which is 40 games, or a 27-game plan. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first chance to buy postseason tickets, and you'll also receive discounts at the official Cardinals team store.
Bring it, a long one into right center. Get up, baby!
This is Cardinals General Manager John Mozeliak. On behalf of the entire organization, we want to say thank you to the best fans in baseball for your incredible support over the years. Get your season tickets at Cardinals.com.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC, check her cab.
It's 7 Showcase every Thursday night at Casino Queen. Help choose the best bands in the St. Louis area. Now through May 10th, 3 bands will take center stage and battle for your vote to advance. Cast your vote at a kiosk located on the casino floor or on Casino Queen's Facebook page. Top bands advance to finals May 17th with a chance of winning $10,000 and a performance contract. 7 Showcase. May the best band hit it big only at Casino Queen. Visit CasinoQueen.com for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
A Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigator has a bright, easy-to-see touchscreen, easy-to-hear speaker, and most include lifetime map updates. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
We are way behind today. Let's blame it. Who can we blame it on? Let's blame it on that Dawn Meadows Dixon, even though she wasn't on today.
Yeah.
Oh, funny talking man. Yeah, we can blame it on him. Yeah. We'll pick up the pace here. Let's go to Southern California, bring in a guy who is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. You want to know more? Go to ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans.
Somebody taking my time, homie.
We're really behind the eight ball today. How you doing?
Fine. Start off with a pop quiz question. Here you go. When Johnny Depp's son turned 13 years old, Johnny agreed to have anybody that his son wanted to come and sing at his birthday party.
Wow.
Who did Depp's son pick? Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
There you go. You know what? Speaking of Johnny Depp, here's a second bonus pop quiz question. Who has the biggest entourage, Johnny Depp or Leonardo DiCaprio? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. We know that Rihanna did a booty call the other night at Ashton Kutcher's. Now we know they text each other every day. I don't think there's really anything to this. I don't think it's a relationship. Probably just the Hollywood fling. Nothing more, nothing less. Rumor is that Tim Tebow and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, no.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. I know you're gay, but Taylor Swift's still hot.
Who are you talking to? Me, Dan, or Peon, or Tina?
Peon.
I think it's me, yeah. Yeah, I don't find her attractive at all.
Taylor Swift are an item, but his friends, Tim Tebow's friends, tell you that Taylor Swift may be a little too fast for the young New York Jets quarterback.
Wow. Yeah, she's pretty wild.
Man. Reminds me, though, Spike Lee, Justin Timberlake, Mark Wahlberg have all become new best friends of Tim Tebow, who they met at a party in New York last weekend. TV News, hearing great things about a new reality show on MTV called Totally Clueless. It is a hidden camera game show with pranks pulled on unexpected people. I hear it's like Candid Camera 2.0. I hear this hilarious. It's going to be a big hit. It's called Totally Clueless. Odds and ends, Dr. Conrad Murray is in the infirmary at the L.A. County Jail.
Oh, nice.
Lost 40 pounds.
Wow.
Some kind of mysterious stomach illness. Maybe he needs a couple of shots of propofol.
Yeah.
Give that boy some propofol. See how it works out for him. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie will be staying with Prince William and Princess for a few days as they take in the Olympics in London this summer. Good news, there will be a Hangover 3 movie.
All right.
Good news, there will not be a Hangover 4 movie.
Yeah.
Trying to just be nice to everybody on that particular item. And because we are short of time, and finally. You know what they call this? Mike Tyson could spell this out if you don't know. It is professionalism.
Spell it, Mike.
A-R-
No.
A-M-R-R-I-N.
No, never mind.
Work on that.
Okay. Johnny Depp's son, 13, Johnny Depp said he could have anybody come sing at his birthday party. Who did Johnny Depp's son say when to come? Came and performed. Katy Perry, Carrie Underwood, Marilyn Manson.
What do you think, Tina? Ooh.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, I would go, I was going to do that. I'm going to go Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I'm going to go Manson because Depp is a pretty out there kind of dude, so I figure his son is too, Manson.
Answers Marilyn Manson.
Told you.
Part two pop quiz question. Who has the biggest entourage, Johnny Depp or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Tina, get a 50-50
Leo.
Chance.
Depp.
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Johnny Depp really doesn't have an entourage. Leonardo DiCaprio travels with a posse of about eight everywhere he goes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
DiCaprio. Mike Evans, we're live, Hollywood, I say.
Two for two. Who else was with me on the Manson?
Me.
Tina.
You and I.
Well, he did a duet with Marilyn Manson, that Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
Who did? Johnny Depp?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you and I are smarter than these other two knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Would you join me, Tina, in celebration right after the show? Celebrating our smartness?
Sure,
okay.
Hon.
Great. Okay. All right. Looking forward to it. And, boy, the requests keep pouring in for us to sing and sing and sing the Missouri Coin Company jingle. But, you know, we don't want to burn people out on it. We don't want to overdo it. And we don't want to make the actual jingle start to sound bad. Because when we do it, and then you hear the real jingle, you go, well, it's not nearly as good as when those guys do it. So we'll sing it for you here as I wrap up what I'm about to tell you about the Missouri Coin Company. When I looked today and I saw that we had a Missouri Coin Company commercial, and I've never thought of this before, but today, for some reason, my grandmother, my dad's mother, who was the absolute most wonderful woman maybe that I've ever known, she was right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. She was about 5 feet tall and never had a bad word to say about anybody. She was a terrific little woman, and she gave me a silver dollar when I was a kid, and man, I kept it. I think all of us had some kind of little piggy bank or secret box, cigar box or something. I had a place where I did my own little secret stuff, and I kept that silver dollar, and I have no idea what happened to it. I wish I knew, but you lose track of things. You have some stuff when you're a kid, and then you move, and things get moved around. I don't ever want to find out, though, that somebody has it, and it somehow gets back that, oh, that's the one you had. Oh, yeah, and a collector said it's worth $8 million or something. But when your grandparents or a grandpa or grandma give you a coin when you're a kid, you immediately think, oh, but this is valuable. It's that hidden treasure mentality. You think it's worth a lot of money. A lot of popular shows on TV now, Pawn Stars. What's the other one where people go in and there's another one where people get stuff appraised. It's kind of like Pawn Stars.
Always had that roadshow.
Yeah, the roadshow's been around for a while. People like to know the value of things, but they want an honest appraisal. They don't want to get cheated. And this is why we want you to know about the Missouri Coin Company, because you need to know that in this time of people watching gold and silver and looking at what the numbers are doing and tracking it closely and all the commercials you're bombarded with, invest in gold, invest in silver. And then you got the economy to throw into the mix, and people need cash, and they're selling stuff that they don't use. You don't want to be cheated, but you can be very easily, because there are a lot of people in it for a quick buck and a big buck by taking advantage of people who don't know any different. You go to Missouri Coin Company, you don't have to worry about any of that. They have an excellent reputation, 30-plus years in the business. They know what they're doing. They're highly respected. My goodness, if the Boy Scouts have turned to them for the last 15 years and said, will you be our consulting company for our coin-collecting merit badge? Come on. That says it all. The Missouri Coin Company, mocoin.com, that's mocoin.com, and then, of course, this jingle as we sing it for you together.
The Missouri Coin Company.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Hello, Timothy.
Hello, Tina. Well, we have much better traffic on westbound 70 now. You're still a little bit slow as you go past the airport, but you're just heavy between approaching 79 through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that's getting much better also. It's slow as you approach Lindbergh through New Florissant. Downtown was a little heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, but the big slowdowns are going to be on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry and on westbound 40 from Kings Highway. Well, actually, the Science Center through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason, and then some heavy pockets to go through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. And southbound 170, that's still slow south of Olive down through 40. This traffic report is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs. St. Louis's original baluster replacement system can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs, and not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
Finding the perfect mattress is a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Too soft, too hard, and if you're lucky, just right. At Maplewood Bedding, they build it the way you want it. Any size, any firmness. From standard two-sided inner spring mattresses to antique and custom sizes manufactured in Maplewood, Missouri. Maplewood Bedding also carries adjustable beds, visco memory foam, and all-natural latex mattresses, even if you're not Goldilocks. To find your perfect mattress with quality, comfort, price, and impeccable customer service since 1985, go to Maplewood Mattress.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, James Earl Jones. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.